Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right. Let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Alana Springsteen, we've been worried sick about you. Where have you been?
Shopping.
Yes. So what did you get?
I got this really sick vintage leather jacket.
And you are wearing a really sick vintage leather jacket.
I know.
Which is not the self-same
I know. It's like it's twin. I found my jacket's twin. And
how many leather jackets do you have?
Oh, the collection is getting quite large.
It's your vibe.
Probably
right?
About 20 at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everywhere you go, are you like, where's the vintage store?
Absolutely. And I feel like London has some really good ones.
Are you like, how many suitcases are you traveling with?
Two.
Because I'm a carry-on only guy.
See, I could never. I aspire to be that person. Mm. I just will never be that person. I have two suitcases. So.
But I'm also not performing in front of like 18,000 people. So therefore, I don't need to.
I get a pass.
Yeah.
The problem is when I'm not being an artist and I'm just on vacation, then it gets a little weird.
It's tricky when you have to get more suitcases to go back though.
I have had to do that actually.
Okay.
Where was I? Australia. I had to go buy a suitcase to bring a bunch of clothes back. Australia also has great clothes.
We had Christian Bush in here earlier.
Aww.
And he saw that you were coming and he was like, you've got to ask her about how we met. And he was so excited about it.
I love it.
I was like, well, I hope this story lives up. So please, the floor is yours. How did you meet Christian Bush?
I love Christian. Oh my God. He was such an early believer for me. I think we got connected through his business manager at the time, believe it or not. It was one of my first trips to Nashville. I was like 11 years old and met his business manager. And he was like, do you mind if I just send some of these songs to a friend of mine? We were like, cool, whatever, send it to him. We found out it was Christian and he wanted to write. So it was Christian, his brother Brandon, my parents drove me up to Atlanta where their studio is. And 11-year-old me walks in with a guitar twice my size. And we just sat there and hunkered down for a couple of days and wrote some of my favorite songs back then. I was so excited about it. Tracked him in the studio. And fast forward, that kind of led to me getting up on stage in my hometown amphitheater with Sugarland. And they had me perform Baby Girl with them. And it was.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That was a catalyst moment, I think, for me.
And were you like, no going back? This is me now.
Exactly. I caught the bug. It was so special. Just to be in front of a crowd like that, I realized I was made for it.
Well, you are made for it, and you're going to be. Because I think the last time you were over was Long Road, right?
Yes. Actually, not even that long ago.
No, that was just August of last year. I've got something that happened at the Long Road that loosely involves you.
Oh, no. What did I do?
That is one of those things that every now and again, I think about it and I feel so bad.
What?
So you had just done your amazing performance on the main stage. We were backstage chatting, catching up. You wanted a bottle of tequila. I got that for you.
This tracks.
Delivered to your dressing room. And it looked like for all intents and purposes, you were heading back to the artist village to go to your dressing room, right? So I come out after saying goodbye to you, side stage, and there's a huge queue of people that are waiting to meet you. And at the very front of this huge queue is like this wonderful dad and his wonderful child who was first in the queue. Aww. And like they were such fans. And they were like, is she coming out? Like, we love her, da, da, da. And I went, oh, I don't think she's going to come out because the last time I saw her, she was heading towards her dressing room. So I don't think it's happening.
You turned my fans away?
Yeah. And then it starts to dissipate, right?
No.
And these people that had been queued up at the side gate for like who knows how long now have moved back through the crowd. And then you come out.
I did.
And then you come out.
I was going to say,
everybody rushes toward them. And I'm like, oh no, this father and his child, where are they?
Oh,
did they get
God.
To see her?
They were like, this guy lied.
It haunts me to this very day. So
you know
I'm
what?
Just hoping that you stayed out. Did you stay out there like until you saw everybody?
I did. Oh, I Lord. Did. It was.
Even if that's not true, thank you.
It is true, actually.
Good.
I popped out. I love meeting the fans. I think if you don't want to sit out there for hours and meet them, why are you doing this? For me, it's about that connection.
Good.
And some of the security guards were like, you know, you don't have to be here. I was like, I want to be here. Like, this is the best part of my day.
Good.
I think I did see a dad and his daughter.
This is what I need.
I saw a dad and his daughter, and they were like, oh, we came back just to see you because we saw you popped back out.
Hallelujah. Even
That's
if you're lying, thank you. And and if you're listening, I apologize profusely. So anyway, you're back.
All is forgiven.
All is forgiven. It's fine. The new single, Black Sheep, it came out C2C weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about this song. Are you kind of the black sheep of your family?
I have been the black sheep my whole life. Yeah, I've been called the black sheep. I grew up in a really small town in Virginia Beach called Pungo, Virginia.
Mm.
Both my granddads are pastors.
What denomination?
Like Southern Baptist,
okay.
Evangelical.
That's happy clappy.
Yeah.
Because my grandfather was also a pastor, but he was Church of God.
Okay.
Which is not happy or clappy.
Okay. Well, see, we had the happy clappy, but we also had the hellfire and brimstone.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of both.
We only had the hellfire and brimstone.
All the guilt and shame.
Yeah.
Anyway, my faith is like the most important thing to me. Like, truly keeps me grounded, keeps me going. But my path has always been a little more like color outside the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like my family's very black and white on rules, how to live life, all of that. I live in the gray area a little bit. And for most of my life, I was kind of really ashamed of that. And I felt like I needed to just try to fit in or like, you know, tone down certain parts of my personality or, you know, be somebody else just to kind of feel like I belonged. It's easy to do, I feel like, when you're in your teens and your 20s, you just want to feel like you fit
and
you make sense.
And you want to find your tribe.
Yeah. And it really wasn't until writing this chapter of music that I started to embrace the things that make me different and the things that sometimes terrify the people closest to me. They're like, oh, we don't get you. You're doing what?
Yeah.
I'm like, I was born to do this. I think the second you embrace those things is when you actually start to find your tribe.
Because
you can chase these different crowds and try to fit in, but connection is connection.
Have you found your tribe now?
I'm starting to.
Well, one tribe that you must be a part of, you must be a Swiftie.
Big time,
because,
yeah.
Because you have this song Taylor did. I mean, you're a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean,
Loud and Proud?
When I was 9 years old, I saw Speak Now. It was my first concert ever. And we didn't have a ton of money growing up. I begged my parents to take me to the show. And it changed my life. I mean, I had never experienced live music in that capacity. And being in that room, watching the way she connected with her fans, watching the way they connected with her, was mesmerizing. Growing up in my little small town, right, I was also homeschooled. So I always felt like it was really hard to see other people, and it was really hard for me to feel seen.
Yeah.
And in that moment with a bunch of complete strangers, I felt seen and like I was part of something. And I think that's when it clicked for me. I was like, I need to do whatever this is. I need to be a part of whatever
that's
this
just,
is.
That is the power of music, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And we will certainly be seeing that at C2C, and we see it at C2C every year, how people like come, it's almost like a church thing, you know, speaking of church, like it is people like communing with each other and like fellowship and like this shared interest and for some people, like a spiritual experience.
No, absolutely. I feel like I've had some of my most spiritual experiences at concerts, for sure. Live music is, it just, to me, might sound a little woo-woo here, but I feel like nature, music, art, and God are all the same frequency to me. And whatever that frequency is, I feel like I just want to tap into it all the time. I want to live in that space. So I feel like wherever you find that, like all of that is God to me in one way or another, you know?
Well, congratulations on everything that's happened and on the new music. And hopefully, I mean, I know you will come back because this is like a second home, it feels like, for you.
I actually have some news.
Come on then.
I'm coming back to headline.
What? Tell us more.
Your girl is coming back for her first ever headline tour in Europe.
Wait, this is your first ever?
Yeah, my first ever.
I guess it's because you always have been on bills at festivals and
exactly.
things like that.
Exactly. I've only done C2C or the Long Road Fest, but this is my first time coming back to headline.
When
are
you coming
back? This summer.
Nice.
I know, so soon. I'm so excited. We're hitting Spain, and then we're coming to Manchester, London, Glasgow, Belfast, ending in Norway.
Oh my God.
So
that's
it's about seven
amazing.
Shows. It's going to be epic. I'm just so excited to bring the band over and bring the full show over. 30 minutes is not enough with these fans.
No, it is
it's not.
It's not
enough.
We need a full evening.
That's right. So anybody listening, y'all grab tickets. Come see me.
I can't believe it's your first ever headline show. It's going to be epic.
I know. And I'm going to bring suitcases this time.
Bring
extra
the
suitcases.
And we'll count the leather, the vintage leather jackets that you bring as well.
We love it.
Always a joy to see you. Thanks for coming to see us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And we'll see you real soon. You'll be back.
That's right. You better be there too.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.